To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the New York area, everyone, as we get back to more world travel with Robert and Mary. And segment three this hour is sponsored by LifeLock.com, that now includes Norton Security. You know, we've been saying this for a while now. In today's connected world that we all live in, it takes just one weak link for criminals to get in and wreak havoc with identity theft. That's why we encourage LifeLock with Norton, because if you ever have a problem, they have agents who will work to fix it. Join now for the first year and get an additional 10% off the low starting price of just $7.99 a month. Plus, you'll get a $25 Amazon gift card. Go to LifeLock.com, use promo code RM, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, that Amazon gift card is actually perfect in time for the upcoming holidays, and today is November 3rd, and there are just 8 weeks left in the year. If you still have some unused vacation days and are considering trying to squeeze in one more trip for the year, but you don't want to spend too much to do it, then this next segment is for you. Show friend Janine Tornator has done the legwork for you on reasonably priced places to use your remaining vacation days for what's left of 2018.
Welcome back, Janine. Thanks for joining Mary and me today.
Great to be here.
So, Mary and I, we've always enjoyed our time in Quebec City. It's a great place for a festive pre-holiday escape. But am I saying this correctly, that you have really found hotels starting at $95 a night? And I'd also like to know what else you think makes this town such a great place to visit this time of year.
Well, a lot of people, you know, they have vacation days that they need to use before the end of the year, before they lose them. And I think it's more and more of a trend of people in early December taking these kind of pre-holiday escapes to destinations like Quebec City that are just so festive, to really get in the spirit, do some holiday shopping. I found hotels from $95 a night as we head into December, early December through mid-December. Now, they do go up a little bit when you get to that week of the holidays.
Well, I understand that. Right,
but it's such a beautiful destination in early winter. I mean, you do feel like you're in this European city with all of the ambiance of the 400-year-old walled city and the beautiful, charming streets with all of the lights. And I love that they have so many cool little markets, like the Old Port Christmas Market. You'll find over 1,000 local products there, and it really just gives you that feeling of being in one of those European cities with the Chris Kindle Market.
I love the 95.
Definitely agree, and great rates. All right, so we do love Quebec City, and it is a great place for the pre-holiday time, but I'm going to take us in a warmer direction, Janine, with you. I like some seaside relaxation whenever I can get it at any time in the year, and I see Carmel by the Sea is on your list. That's a beautiful area that we've enjoyed.
Yeah.
So tell our listeners, what makes that a good deal in November and December?
Sure. Well, you know, I think that a lot of people always think about Florida and some of these bigger destinations that are very popular this year. So I was trying to think, you know, where would be somewhere that would be complete relaxing destination this time of year? I found hotels from $150 a night in November and December. So really great prices for this area. And I love that, you know, there are so many quaint bed and breakfast and smaller boutique type of properties in this area. And it really is a true escape. It's a quaint, you know, coastal region of California where everything to move at a little bit of a slower pace, and you have a lot of great farm-to-table restaurants, of course, great tasting rooms with wineries nearby. So if you're really looking for that little weekend respite before the holiday madness kind of jumps into gear, this is a really great one for warm weather destination.
Agree. That would be my pick. All right, let's stay in California for a second, and let's head to San Diego, which I also see on your list, another favorite city of ours, and we also enjoy Coronado Island and La Jolla. It's off-season, so how good are some of the hotel rates in San Diego this time of year, and what makes it as well a good spot for November and December?
Yeah, this is a fantastic time of year to go. It is heading into its quieter tourism season. And San Diego is also a big convention town. So as you get into the holidays and you find the business travel slows down, that's why you can get so many fantastic rates. Hotels from $129 a night, right even downtown in the hot gas.
That's a steal.
Really great property close to everything. So this is one of those destinations when you don't necessarily think about it as being a big business travel destination, but it has a huge convention business.
Right.
So take advantage of the fact that all these people are not doing conventions around the holiday season and get in on some of these great rates.
Yeah, and there's some great hotels in the downtown, especially the Gaslight area, as you mentioned. All right, since Mary and I, we live in the New York area, we have no problem sharing how great the city is during the holiday season. I always tell people New York is always alive, but it's certainly extra special as the holidays, they attract even more people to the city, so it makes it more festive. But you've got another cold weather city, Chicago, on the list that kind of surprised me. And Chicago, I'll say, certainly it's better in November and December than January weather-wise. But, you know, what made you choose Chicago?
Well, I think, you know, New York, of course, is the quintessential, like, holiday city experience with the River City Music Hall and their Christmas Spectacular. But I think Chicago, too, often gets overlooked, and they have fantastic holiday experiences as well. Even a lot of the hotels, like the Swiss Hotel, which has it decked out, Santa Suite, where you can actually ride the elevator up and you can see Santa, and it's all just, it's a really cool experience, especially for families. But there's a lot of great things going on. The Maggie Daly Park is right there on the lakefront. They have a beautiful ice skating ribbon, which it's free to skate. You just have to rent your skate. But that's a fantastic winter experience with the cityscape in the background. They also have a lot of their own great outdoor markets. They have a great Chris Kendall Market at Daly Plaza right in the heart of the Loop. And things like at Navy Pier, Winter Wonderland, where it's like 170,000 square feet of really cool, you know, Christmas experiences for the entire family. So there is a lot going on in Chicago. And I think, too, it's affordable this time of year. I found hotel rates from $135 a night.
That is absolutely a good price. And I know there's two other places. We're out of time, unfortunately. But, folks, you also want to check out, Janine recommends Nashville and Sedona. So check those out. Janine, always nice to have you on the show with us. You certainly enjoy your travels and the upcoming holidays, okay?
You too. My pleasure.
Thanks, Janine. Take care.
All right. Always nice having Janine on the show with us, folks.
It certainly is.
Just go check out Janine's website, tornatortravels.com, tornatortravels.com. And right now we're going to pause briefly for some sponsor messages as Rudy rejoins the show for segment four. And then Mary and I will be back with you to talk with Les Abend about whether airlines are training pilots for the real world in about 10 minutes. RM World Travel returns in 3 minutes.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.